praktično gledaj, je sad postoji danas, gdje ima trejer, tu je učitelj.
श्री भगवान उवाच विच्छेदं द्रोणपुत्रस्य ब्राह्ममस्तं प्रदर्शितं नैवासु वेदसंहारं प्राण बाधो उपस्थिते तो व्यासदेव श्रीमद्भागवतं महामुनि कृते इट इज नॉट written by ordinary person. In the beginning it is said, Srimad Bhagavati Mahamuni Krita. Not only Muni, but Mahamuni. Kivannai Shastrai. Under the instruction of his spiritual master, Vyasadeva, revealed the scripture by spiritual experience. Bhakti yogi pranihite amale. Bhakti yoga, he could realize. Narad Muni asked him to write simply on the activities of the Supreme Personality of God. He has written so many books, all the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas. But he was not feeling satisfied. Even after writing the Vedanta Sutra, so at that time, Narad Muni happened to come to him and he chastised him that you have written so many books, but they are not very useful, because people are generally attracted to dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They are attracted. Those who are civilized men, they are attracted with some sort of religion, system. It doesn't matter whether it is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, they have some sort of religious practice. That is the beginning of human civilization. When there is no religious practice, that is not civilized man. Just like in the jungle, aborigines, or the animals, they have no religious system. In the human society, there is some religious system. Therefore, when the human society becomes without any religious understanding, the dharme nahina pasubhi samana, immediately they're animals. They're not human. In civilized world, now, at the present moment, especially the famous movement, communist movement, they are after completely driving out religious system. This is the misfortune of this age. So they are not in fault in one sense, because the guardians of the religious system, they are foreign. Just like immediately our Subhavilas Prabhu was asking me that we have seen so many temples, why they are so neglected? Is it not your question? And why they should not neglect it? These, mostly the temples, they have become the means of livelihood. That is the defect. Temple is not meant for means of livelihood. Then it will deteriorate. How long you can falsely worship deity and make so avarati? You cannot go on very long time. That is not possible. You'll be disgusted. Unless there is feeling, bhava, that here is Krishna. Krishna has very kindly come here to receive, to take, accept my humble service. He is so great that he cannot be approached by a person like me. Anoraniyanga mahato mahiyan. Suppose for the impersonalist, Virata Rupa, the sky is the head of the personality of Godhead. They think like that. And the big mountains are the bones, and big oceans are the holes of the body, and the trees, they are. In one sense, it is all right. But if you take the Virata Rupa, how you can capture? It is impossible. He has Virata Rupa. He has shown Virata Rupa to Krishna. But you cannot capture that Virata Rupa. You are teeny. Therefore, he is so kind that he has appeared before you in this temple so that you can touch him actually. You can serve him. You can dress him. You can offer him eatables. Therefore, if we think like that, not think, it is a fact, because God is not only very big, mahato mahiyan anoraniyan, he can become smaller than the smallest. That is God. Brahma does not mean simply big, so that you cannot capture. That is omnipotency. Whatever he likes, he can become. He can put all the universes within his mouth. When Jasodamai challenged that, Krishna, you are eating earth, your friends are complaining. No, mother, I did not. They are telling false. Now your elder brother, Balaram, answers me. Now he has, this morning, he is angry with me, therefore he has joined you. I want to see your face. So she opened the mouth and the mother saw that millions of Jasoda and millions of universes are within the mouth. Then she thought, maybe something. All right, don't do it. Finish it. Now Krishna with millions of universes within the mouth, he is being punished by Jasodama. This is Krishna. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. This is Krishna. So when Krishna comes, you cannot see Krishna. You cannot capture Krishna. Mahato mahiya. When he comes before you, Achyamurti, Achyavigraha. This is Achyavigraha, deity. Achya is Vishnu Siladhi. Krishna has appeared just like the same thing. Krishna, Jasodamani wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son, for which hundreds of years he undergone austerities. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before him, for both the husband and wife, what do you want? Now we want a son like you. So Krishna said, there is no second one beyond me. So I shall become your son. So he became son. So he must play perfectly. that Yashoda Mai may not understand that here is the Supreme Personality of God. Then the feelings of mother and son will disappear. Krishna is playing exactly like a little child. That is Krishna's mercy. This is Krishna's mercy. Similarly, to us, we are not so elevated like Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda Maharaj. We are just beginners. So, we do not know what is Krishna. We cannot see Krishna, either is Virat Murti or this Murti. So what we can see stone, wood, or material things. So, when Krishna appears to be seen by you, and he appears like a stone statue. He is not stone statue. Don't think. Therefore, we must learn how to see Krishna. So we should not think that here is a stone statue. As soon as we think of stone statue, then our this feeling, bhava, will be lost. So, the answer is that if we establish some temple and deity and take it as a means of livelihood, so at least we Indians were trained up like that. Not only trained up, we are born devotees. Anyone who has taken birth in India, that is special facility. In their previous birth, they had performed many austerities, much austerities. Even the demigods, they desire also to take birth in India to get this opportunity. So India, don't think, India means this planet, Bhargavarsha. There is good opportunity. So, we should not think. If we think that here is a stone statue, then it will not prolong many days. It will not Golagraha. No more Vigraha, but Golagraha. Suppose I have established this temple. Now under my direction, my disciples are worshipping Vigraha. Vigraha means the form of the Lord, Rupa. But if there is no following of the regulative principles, then after my death it will be Golagraha, a burden. Then our rascal Guru Maharaj established this temple and we have to worship. Early rise in the morning or botheration, this will be. That is called Golagraha, a burden. He has left with us a burden. This is the disc. Then this such a big temple will be mismanaged and you will find that this is breaking, and this is unclean, and there is no attention. This will be. That is called Golagraha. The rascal has given us a burden. Oh, it is very difficult. If we have lost that feeling that here is Krishna, here is a chance to serve him. Sakshadharitena samastha sarva. Not that. Sri Vigraharadhana Nityanana Singha Tanmandira Mardinado. As soon as, therefore we are very much vigilant. Why you do not this? Why you do not this? Well, as soon as the feeling of devotion and service will be lost, this temple will be a burden. This is the way. It will be such a big temple to manage. It will be a great burden. So they are feeling burden. Therefore they don't mind if someone is broken sometimes, all right. Let us, whatever money we have got, let us eat first of all. This is the position. Vigraha and Golagraha. You should understand. If we forget that here is Krishna personally present, we have to receive him. Very nicely, we have to give him nice food, nice dress, nice. Then it is service. And as soon as the feeling comes that here is a stone idol, they say sometimes idol are seen, and we have been instructed to dress him, to give him all botheration, then finished. That has come everywhere. I have seen in Nasik, in many, many big temples, there is no pujari, and the dogs are passing stool. Not only they are begging, in Western countries also, the churches are being closed. Big, big churches in London I have seen, very big, big churches, but they are closed. When there is meeting on Sunday, the caretaker, 2-3 men, and some old lady, they come. Nobody comes. And we are purchasing. We have purchased several churches because it is now useless. It is useless. Now Los Angeles, we have purchased. And several others, Toronto, that recently we have purchased. Big, big churches. But they would not sell us. One church, the priest said that I shall set fire in this church, still I shall not give to Bhaktivedanta Swami. These Toronto churches was like that also. Melbourne, the condition was, cell condition was that you have to dismantle this church building. He said, why? He said, literally as temple, no, then we shall not give it. They refused. You know that. So they do not like that this Krishna consciousness movement will purchase our churches and install Radha Krishna deity. They do not like that. But it is not going on. So not only the churches in the Western countries, here also, as soon as you will lose the spirit of service, this temple will become a big godown, that's all. No more temple. So you have to maintain the service spirit. Therefore we are so much particular. Why fresh flower is not there? If you think, and here is a stone statue, what is the meaning of fresh flower or old flower? We have to give some flowers, that's all. But no feeling. That here is Krishna, we must give fresh flower. It's like I'm a living man, if you give me fresh flower, and if you bring some garbage, and if you give me, shall I be pleased? Do you think? So this feeling is losing even in the beginning. That we shall satisfy the statue with some rubbish, garbage flower, he is not going to protest. Yes, he will not protest. But your life will be finished. If the protest will come like that. As soon as you lost the feeling, bhava, budha bhava samannita, who can worship Krishna? When there is bhava, sai bhava, this has been discussed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What is bhava? But if you have no bhava, then you are on the material plane, Kanishtha Adhikari. Simply sow. A sow cannot go on many days. Sow will be finished very soon. So if you do not keep the bhava, then bhava means that is on the liberation side. Adu sadhya, tatu sadhu sangha. तो भजन क्रिया अथ अनर्थ निवृत्ति स्या फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू कम टू दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मोमेंट सम ऑफ यू नॉट ऑल शुद्ध हे कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मोमेंट हरे कृष्ण मोमेंट इज वेरी गुड लेट अस सी हाउ इट इज लेट अस जॉय द फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल शुद्ध मेनी पीपल कम आउट ऑफ शुद्ध Shuddha means little faith. But according to our Goswami literature, that faith is not little faith. That faith is also very strong. Then the beginning is there. Chaitanya Charitamritakar has described about this faith. He described faith means Shuddha, English word faith. And Sanskrit word is Shraddha, respectful, Shraddhana. So, this Shraddha, Adho Shraddha, the beginning is Shraddha, faith. But this Shraddha is defined by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Shraddha Shabde Vishas Sudhira Nishchay. कृष्णे भक्ति कहले सर्वकर्म कृत दिस इज श्रद्धा अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर गौड़ीय वैष्णव दिस इज श्रद्धा और इज द कृष्ण इज आस्किंग सर्वधर्मान परित्यज मामेक शरण भज इज आस्किंग डिमांड सो व्हेन वी हैव फेथ इन द वर्ड्स ऑफ कृष्ण यस कृष्ण से सर्वधर्मान परित्यज मामेक यस आई शैल डू Then Shraddha begins. Otherwise, there is no Shraddha. There is the beginning of Shraddha. Adho Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha. If you have got faith in these words of Krishna, that yes, whatever Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritrajya Mami Kang Sarva, accept it. Then Shraddha begins. Otherwise, there is no Shraddha. Ordinary Shraddha, they are going this temple or another, Kali's temple or Durga's temple, they say that everyone is all right, Jatamat, Tatamat, whatever is like. That is not Shraddha. That is whims. Shraddha means when you firmly believe on the words of Krishna. The Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekang saranam vraja. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Shraddha shabde vishwas sudhira nischaya. Krishna said that give up everything, I shall give you. Yes, it is fact. Why shall I bother with that? That is Shraddha. Vishwas sudhira nischaya. Sudhira is very firm faith, not flickering faith. When you have got this kind of Shraddha, naturally, the next stage will be how to keep my Shraddha, firm faith in Krishna. Then we have to mix with devotees. They are keeping constantly in Krishna's service. Therefore, this temple is required. That devotees will always be engaged in Krishna's service, and those who have got Shraddha, they will come and see how the devotees are engaged, how they have sacrificed their life only for serving Krishna. That is Sadhu Sangha. Adhu Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Therefore, we have constructed this big house. Why? The people, the ignorant, the rascals, they may, if they have little faith, they may come, live here, take whatever prasad is available, and mix with these devotees. Adho Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha. And if he mixes with the devotees, gradually his bad habits, anarth, bhajana kriya. Next stage is that the devotees are serving Krishna. They are also seven head, they have got neck beads, and they are chanting, why not myself? This is called bhajana kriya. Then they approach, sir, why not initiate me? There will be some regulative principles if you accept. This is bhajana kriya. Then automatically, anartha nivitti syat, all nonsense habits, which are not required, anartha, just like smoking, anartha, unnecessary. Does it mean that if one does not smoke, he will die? But you will see in the whole world, millions and trillions of dollars cigarette is selling. Anartha, unnecessary. Does it mean that if I do not eat meat, I shall die? I have seen in the Western countries, I observe everything. They eat meat very little. But because everyone is eating little meat, big, big slaughterhouses are being maintained. They can give up. A little piece of meat, very easily he can give up. He can take this paneer. But this rascal will not do that, because he's a rascal. He'll eat meat, and for it is meeting meat, you have to maintain thousands and thousands of, what is called, organized slaughterhouse, and you have to kill. Killing means is being implicated in sinful activities, unearthed, unnecessary. So we restrict this. Sex life is all right, required. Be a gentleman, get yourself married, live husband and wife peacefully, have two and three children. Now they are making forcefully that you cannot have more than two children. Sterilize. This is rascalism. Teach him that he will not have sex life more than twice or thrice in life. But no. Tippantani hakripana bahudukha bhaja. The sex life is so strong that one has produced one child and he has suffered. The child has to be taken at night, it is crying, and then you have to give him milk and so on, so on, so on. He has suffered, but he has no sense. Why again child? The answer, tippantani hakripana bahudukha bhaja. He knows that after the sex life, illegal or legal, and there are so much trouble. Reverend Brahmachari is very safe life, no trouble. But those who are not trained up, they are suffering, but they do not know how to stop this suffering, because he is not trained up as Brahmachari. All right, make it sterilize. Contraceptive method. Kill the child. More and more and more and more implicated. Bodhukha bhaja. He does not know, or she does not know, by killing the child what risk I am going to take. Bodhukha bhaja. Behind this killing of child is so much trouble is there. But he rascal, he does not know. Either the mother or the father. So in this way, if we do not take to Krishna consciousness, will be more and more implicated. You cannot avoid. That is not possible. The God's nature is working so nicely. I have given you several times the example that if you infect some disease, it must develop and you must have to suffer. There is no excuse. Similarly, if you are associating with the modes of ignorance and you are committing some sins, the effect you must have to suffer. Karanam kuna sangasya sadasat janma junishu prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasu. Prakriti, the nature, God's machine is working so perfectly that it will act. You cannot avoid. Therefore, we should be very careful how anartha nivittisya, for our spiritual advancement of life, we must have this sense that why we should accept unnecessary things which is not at all important. The four things are this. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Nobody dies, but it is a habit. So, in this way we have to mold our life, and the Krishna consciousness movement is the best process. Therefore, those who are sinful, those who are atheists, they have become little afraid of this movement. Therefore, we have got so many enemies, and now in India especially, the papers are criticizing us in so many ways. In the other countries also, so we have to face this danger. It is not danger. We don't care for their criticism, but if we remain sincere in our action, there will be no, obstacles. Ohituki apratihata. It is asserted that Krishna consciousness movement apratihata. It cannot be checked, provided if you remain to the principle. What is that principle? Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. If you stick to the principle of bhakti yogam, then ahuituki apratihata. Nobody can check it. We'll make progress. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.